Welcome back to AM 1590 WAIK. Joining me, I have Athletic Director at Knox College, Mr. Chad Isley. Chad, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, Sean. Thanks for having me.
You bet. School kicking in. The summer is officially over. Of course, as an athletic director, you don't really have a summer, I'm guessing.
No, it's things, you know, 1 year kicks into the next, but certainly do get some time to get away and, you know, get facilities prepared and ready to go. For instance, we redid our gym floor this year and really like how that's turned out and looks. So you freshen things up and you get ready for the teams to come back in and get going.
Yeah, it's already a fantastic gymnasium, so I can't wait to see what the floor looks like then.
Yeah, we're really, really excited. We really made the main court stand out and used stains and some different color techniques that really are gonna make it look good. And everyone that's come in to see it, they've all made really nice comments about it. So we'll be anxious to show that off next week with our first home volleyball match.
And students start about a week from today, and one of those students is going to be a son of yours we talked off the air. So congratulations. Got a Knox College student coming through.
Thank you, yes. As a Knox grad and a Knox employee, it's neat to have one of my children attending Knox and looking forward to him starting his academic career there.
Does he get to be a legacy of the athletic department then?
No, he played athletics when he was younger and then decided not to. So he'll be in the library way more than his dad was, and that's a good.
Absolutely. Sports kicking in tomorrow. I'm looking at your schedule online, and when they do kick in, man, they really kick in. You are really busy for the next week. Let's just kind of go over some of the highlights for the next week.
Sure. We start off tomorrow with our women's tennis team, our cross country team, and our women's soccer team, all on the road, playing in their first competitions. Then we go into Friday with men's soccer and volleyball also kicking off on the road. And then Saturday is when the home events start up. We've got obviously the Lincoln Bowl with football, which I know we'll talk a bit about here. And women's tennis has their first doubleheader home meet on Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. And our women's soccer team will kick off their home season on Saturday afternoon as well. And it continues to go from there. You know, we haven't started classes yet, and so this is a good time for our athletes to get games in and not have to worry about, you know, I've got this assignment due or I've got to prepare for this exam. So we try to take advantage of this time most definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Good thinking. Let's talk about the Lincoln Bowl on Saturday, taking on Eureka. It's the fifth annual Lincoln Bowl. Fantastic event. We were at Eureka last year, and they made a really nice day out of it, and I'm expecting no different from the Knox College Athletic Department on Saturday.
So, yeah, we've got, President Lincoln will be in attendance at the game. We've gotten him to get his schedule rearranged to be there, so we're excited to have him there to honor him during the game. And we've got a special area for VIP area that sort of what Eureka does as well for their special guests and our special guests, and always look forward to hosting that. And we'll have Abe Lincoln being there, we'll have some other things going on for people that from the community want to come out to the game. We'd love to have them. With us not being in the school yet and all our other teams playing, we'll have our family and friends there, but we'd love to have the Galesburg community come out and support our football team.
Sounds good. I can't wait. Should be a fantastic game. It was a pretty good game last year, and not too long ago they had a record-setting point passing game as well, so there's always something going on with that Lincoln Bowl.
There's always something going on. And this year, too, I should also mention, we will be both teams will be wearing stickers on their helmets to honor Andy Pittman. And Andy was a longtime Knox College employee, worked at Knox for 35 years. And and Andy is also related to the head football coach at Eureka, Kurt Barth. And sadly, we lost Andy last year unexpectedly, and this was always such a big game for him. He was such a big supporter of Knox Athletics, just loved this game because he had family and friends that were coaching in it, and just a great guy. So being able to wear those stickers on the helmets to honor him, and his sisters are going to be there for the coin toss, and so that'll be a neat experience for us who knew Andy very well.
Yeah, what a great gesture. That'll be really nice. Looking at the fall sports, of course, the football team always a good draw at Knox. But I'll tell you what, that men's soccer team coming off a great year last year might be one of the highlights.
Sure, and really both our soccer teams. We have our men's team lost in the conference tournament in the final in the championship, and got beat 2-1 with the last goal being scored in the last minute and 20 seconds in regulation. And Tyler Shake, our coach, has done a great job recruiting, and we've got we lose some key players, a couple key players from last year. We've got a lot of key components back and some new players, and so we are really looking forward to the season. We've really upped our schedule. We host University of Chicago next Wednesday, the 7th, which is a team that's typically ranked in the top 25 in the country. And for a team like that to come down to Galesburg to play is pretty exciting. And he's also playing some top competition up in Wisconsin as well this weekend. So really looking forward to seeing what the men's soccer team can do this year.
Yeah, and you spoke about the women's soccer program as well. They're coming off a fantastic year also.
Yeah, they are. They're a school record in wins. Last year, they also made it to the conference tournament championship game and lost 1-0 in overtime to Carroll, and was the only team last year to beat Lake Forest in the conference. We beat them and tied them in the regular season. Beat them in the tournament at their place. So we started 10 first years and a sophomore last year. So we have pretty much all of them return. I think we've got one player that won't be playing on Saturday or this coming season. And Paul Lawrence did a great job recruiting as well. And it's hard when you've got so many young players that have done so well to bring in top-notch recruits, and he really has. So we are really, really looking forward to seeing what they can do this year. And they'll open at home on Saturday and at noon, and we'll be the first chance to get to see them.
Sounds good. And folks, like you said, make sure you get over and see the men's soccer team play the University of Chicago on Wednesday. That's the 7th Wednesday. That's a 4:00 game. Should be a fantastic match. Mr. Isley, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to speak with you periodically throughout the Knox College sports season, all throughout the school year, and I look forward to speaking with you, and can't wait for the Lincoln Bowl. Should be a great ball game.
Yep. Thanks, Sean.
Athletic Director at Knox College, Mr. Chad Isley, right here on AM 1590 WAIK.